everybody. It is September 15th, 2016. Welcome to Geeks Next Door. This is episode 27, the one where we get Ryan back. How's everyone doing tonight?
Yay!
Ryan. Excellent.
Friday Eve.
Amazing. Mediocre. Amazing. Welcome back, Ryan. How was Diamond City?
I didn't spend a lot of time in Diamond City.
What else?
I didn't quite make it there. I guess I made it there. I flew in there, and then I drove out. That was about it.
If I remember the quest line right, there is no airplanes going into Diamond City.
That's true.
Also, did you park your car at Harvard Yard?
No, I did not. But I did want to say, how do you like them apples a lot? And I resisted.
Oh, come on!
Why didn't you?
It was in inopportune times. I would have been forcing it. I didn't want to force it.
You ever say my boy's wicked schmack?
It didn't come up, but I'm going to try to work that in next trip.
It should just be basically everybody you meet. You go to the store, you're like, how much is it? How you like them apples?
Apples. Right. Nothing, really. Did you not go? It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh, I know.
Okay, well, what'd you do there? Did you do anything fun, or what'd you do this whole week that was fun? Anything cool, or was Boston pretty much a bust?
It was okay. It was a work trip. I mean, I went and did meetings all day, and then at night went and had some drinks and dinner and socialized.
God, sounds like so adult-like. So boring.
It was. It was definitely... I'm trying to think if there's anything especially interesting.
Did you get us anything for our half-year reunion? Or a half-year anniversary?
I didn't.
What?
Why not?
Don't you know the half-year anniversary is the VR anniversary?
We got all ourselves something.
Oh, I didn't give you shit. Sorry, buddy.
We got ourselves something.
Yeah, got ourselves something.
I think the first year is wood, the second year is paper, and the half year is virtual reality. So where the fuck's our VR headset for our half?
Oh, shit. I guess we'll have to wait till our 50-year anniversary.
Yeah, by that time.
That's the next big one, right? I think, if I remember 50? Correct.
All right.
20 years.
20 cool. years.
But you, Dave, too? What did you do this past weekend? Do anything fun?
No.
You did nothing?
Did you spend the day just staring at a screen and refusing to move, or...?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I mean, I did some work around the house. I cut some trim. And I did
trim
some work.
Trim some cut?
Sounds so fucking blunt.
Cut
up.
The lawn. God. You know? That kind of stuff.
A bunch of old fucks. Right
pretty
there.
Much.
Right. What about you, Dave? How's your weekend? How's your week?
Good. Good. Played some D&D on Tuesday. That was pretty fun.
We all did that. That doesn't count.
Why does that count? That's fun to do. I have a good time doing that. I don't know. It's just the weekend's. What did we
Going
do
too
this
fast.
Weekend?
Friday.
No, Friday. Ryan's wife Amber and the kids came over here, and my son beat up on his son, and my son is like half as big as him. They were just playing, but he like plays a little rough still. He doesn't like know his own strength yet. And he was and Ryan's son was crying a little bit. And I don't want it to be funny, but it's like you're like, "Hey, just push him away. You can push him away if you want. He's like very small."
Leo's like me where he'll just take it until he loses his shit and then it's over.
And he'll bust up your car like crazy.
Yeah, he'll go outside
and
fuck your car! Fuck your car!
It was funny. Amber's just all like, "Oh, I wish he was a little bit more like me and a little bit less like Ryan."
What?
Oh, that's funny.
Where it's just all like, because I was like, "Yeah, Amber, you'll just say like, hey, stop doing that." And Ryan's just all like, "Hey, you know, come on, okay. I wish you would stop doing that. That would be great if you'd stop
just
doing
patience.
That."
Patience.
And then 20 minutes later, he'd be like, "I'm going to take a baseball bat at your car."
Right. But, so that was pretty fun. All right. And then we went to the parade in Osseo, which was pretty fun.
The roar of the lions, sure.
Yeah, the kids seemed to like that, man. Like, the kids were... Like, there's so much candy, dude. Like, ridiculous. Yeah. And what was it? It was like 40 years or something like that. Or 50th years or something like that. Yeah, it was pretty. 50.
Did you stay for the carnival? Because I heard there was no carnival anymore. It's just a parade.
Nope. And we walked rides. By it. Yeah, they didn't have any of that stuff.
They didn't have
yeah.
rides or games or anything. Like, nope. What's up with that? It's 50 years, and they're like, 50 years is enough. We'll do 49 years of games and rides. 50 years, we're done.
That was weird, I thought. I didn't understand. It seemed less busy, but maybe it was just... I don't know, maybe that was just
looking
because
it up.
The well, Maple there, Grove if there's nothing, parade was so
if there's
busy.
Nothing to do there. Oh, you mean just the parade oh. itself that was less busy?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. That's maybe it was city. Probably normal. Yeah.
It's pretty small.
So. Yeah. But it was funny, Chris. I was like, okay, I was like, Ryan, just meet us at Dean's and then we can walk down. And he's like, okay. And then I was like, wow, they're taking a really long time. So I was like, me and Griff walked back, you know. The spot, and Ryan's like, can you text me the GPS location of where you are? And I'm like, no, I'm just at the go down to First Street and take a left-hand turn, and we'll be right there. And he's like, I don't know where that is.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
I had the correct location in mind. I just wanted to be sure because I was pulling the wagon. It was heavy. And there's like three First Streets in Osseo.
There's First Street. There's First Avenue. First
Avenue.
And there's First Avenue, like, east or something. So there's, like, a first in all directions. So I could have gone any direction and found
but if you said
first
street, gave you, like, there's only one of those.
Right, but I also gave you, like, location. I said, walk down to the end where Heinen's is, take a left there. And you were like, well, we have to go pee at the Holiday. And I'm like, okay, just walk out the back door, and then you'll be on the, you know, and then come down the street, and you'll be right into
Dave,
us.
Dave, see, you're making me. You're pushing me. Because the way this went astray is when I said, is it towards fairs? And you said yes, which was the opposite direction it actually was.
And I said fairs. And I'm
so
like,
then
what's
I
fairs?
Corrected it by figuring it out, but I wanted to double check because you gave misinformation.
Fairs is not Nacio.
Dave has never given misinformation. He will eventually make it information.
I wrote
fairs is not Nacio.
Fairs is Nacio. It's definitely Nacio. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Isn't it across? Well,
it's not on Main Street. It's not like right in the middle. But it doesn't matter anyways.
Yeah.
The point is, I was asking directionally, is it towards it or not? So,
regardless, it should not surprise anybody that Ryan got lost. That's his MO. That's what he does. So.
I went straight there. But I
hey, you've had your turn. I asked you what you did in Boston. You're done. No, I'm just playing
with you. I forgot to talk about... Derby, the demolition derby.
Oh yeah, what was
oh,
that?
Oh yeah, your
about?
Rednecks history.
Redneck yeah, World Redneck. Tour. Yeah.
Rednecks history. What?
I don't know.
We went to the derby and it was pretty fun.
Wait. Where was this and why did you go?
Derby? Was it a home run derby?
Yeah. Any
no,
more
it was
details?
A demolition derby.
More details.
It was in Corcoran, Minnesota. It was on a hill. There was like they put these concrete slabs out and then they pushed dirt up against them.
Berms?
To make the bounds of the arena. I didn't know these things. It's interesting. And then they take a fucking lifter dealy, what's it called, a forklift, and they put a big-ass tree trunk to block the entrance. It's fucking redneck as hell. It's pretty sweet. The cars go in, and they fuck each other up by smashing into each other until only one is running, and that person's the winner. And it's pretty simple, but it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I was entertained.
Right. So it's kind of like battle bots.
Kind of.
Except for with people. The original battle bots. Right. Ryan, how much does this Pinewood Derby cost?
How much did it cost? Like $10.
What is this such a big deal?
I'm just curious.
It's like a normal admission fee. That's too much. I'm not paying $10 for some cards right now.
Adam's like, I can't pay that much. I need $400 for my Mexican potteries.
I would only pay $5 because I would only need the edge of the seat.
Right. Oh, that's like my joke that I make so much better.
Adam, what did you do this week? Can you do anything fun?
Well, I'm in school, so I did a lot of homework over the weekend.
Oh yeah, what'd you do in school?
Technical writing. I'm taking after my friend Chris Banks in writing.
Not technically though.
Oh, technically,
I'm technically learning to
writing,
write,
but not technically writing.
But not tech. I'm not technically writing.
So I got to make it my own, and I got to make it technical writing because
it technically makes more. I don't know.
That is the first thing that has not sounded like an old man thing I've heard this week. Good job, Adam. Adam is in school. That is not an old man thing.
Educating myself.
Good job. Good job.
I know my Zintas and my Cyphering.
What about the house? All painted up, ready to go?
This house?
You couldn't go home because you were painting for like a month and a half. Remember?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Looking around does not translate into audio.
It's not done yet.
Still not done.
No, we just need to hang shit up. But I'm being lazy.
Okay. Way to be lazy.
Oh, and I didn't mow my lawn for like 5 weeks, so I had to mow the lawn this weekend.
We noticed.
Oh, we know.
Every time we come over, we notice. So.
It's like. A lot of mowing.
Okay.
Yeah, your neighbors are always looking outside and being like, hopefully that douche guy mows the lawn.
Yeah.
Every time we pull up, they're like, hey, tell him to mow his lawn. And I'm like, hey, park your car on your side of the street.
It's a street. Who cares? They can park it on my side if they want. It makes it look like we're home.
Speaking of streets, let's get to the other side of the street and get this podcast started. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Wait, what did you do this week, Chris? I'm sorry, we've already started the podcast.
No.
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys.
We have one question that you need to answer first.
What's that?
What did you do this week?
I played video games and drank water.
Oh, that sounds like old man talk. Jeez.
Yeah.
No.
Old man.
Video games are not old man talk. I'm sorry. Really? Good try, though.
Did video games have graphics?
Yes, they did. They had lots of graphics.
In fact, there's
a mode you push. It's called cinematic view, and then it goes in. And you watch the ship blow up and stuff. It's pretty cool. So, anyways,
What game were you playing?
I was playing Master of Orion, which is a new game that's based on an old game. So it's not
old man.
Good try. Amy put on something on Facebook a few hours ago that said, and I'm kind of curious what you guys think of it. She said, "I'm a clothes hoarder." So I want to know, what do you hoard? Is there anything you hoard, and what is it?
Good question.
I'm glad you think so. We'll start with Adam. He looks like he's got something.
I got nothing.
Back to you. Dave, too.
I got it. I know what he hoards. Bobblehead dolls.
What?
No, or something you have a hard time throwing away, I think.
Yeah, that's basically something you have a hard time throwing away that you probably could throw away, but you don't want to for whatever reason.
Magic items in a D&D game?
No. I'm looking at that background, I'm seeing a whole bunch of crap in your office there, so there's got to be something you hoard.
And that ain't mine.
Okay.
That's your desk? That's
all spouse stuff. What do I hoard and not throw away? I don't know.
All right, we'll give you more time too. Ryan, what about you? You hoard anything?
The thing that comes to mind, I got the Magic card collection, but I'm not going to count that because that's like a collection.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's a little different.
But something that I have a hard time throwing away that I totally should is boxes, like containers. And Amber will talk for this, but like if I get like a shoe box, I'll be like, this box is a pretty good sized box. It's like the right shape. It's got good corners and good shape. Let's hang on to this one in case we need a box to put shit in. So now I got like 8,000 boxes in the garage in case I need a box, which I rarely ever need a box. But I have a hard time throwing a box away, a box in good shape.
So do you guys remember when Ryan moved houses? He like rented out the place. And he's like, you can go in my garage. Basically anything that's in there you can take. I don't need it anymore. And everything I took was in a box. He had caulking guns in a box. He had just random boxes in boxes. Because you had all those flat boxes from shipping that were in boxes. Like, you store your boxes.
I left about 20% behind.
In boxes. What the fuck? That's a good answer. All right. What about you, Dave? You got anything?
Friends from my childhood.
No new friends, Dave.
Horde is more than four, and you only have more than four.
That's all I need.
Well, one out of five of us is defective, so...
I never throw away batteries, I guess. I have this drawer I just looked in it, and I got about 1,000 batteries. I don't know if they work or not.
That makes it kind of difficult when you're replacing them, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then you just go through and you're like, battery, and it's like, does it work? Yeah, that's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Works
enough. You just wait for that one day where those like elements become so valuable that you could just cash in on whatever's in a battery.
Other than that, I think I throw a lot of stuff away. Like, I guess if you go in my car, it'd probably be receipts. Because I just throw them in the center console, and it's like, I bet you I have receipts from, like, 3-4 years ago, and I just have a pile of them, so...
Like, is this big purchases, or like a Taco Bell run, you just throw the receipt
Taco Bell run? Like, okay. There's a Taco Bell receipt just on the way home today, I was like...
So. Okay, cool. I hoard electronic equipment. Like, if I build a computer and I took out a sound card from 30 years ago, I still have that sound card from 30 years ago. Mm. My closet is just full of this junk that I will never use. It's been obsolete for 10 years, but it's not going anywhere, and I have no idea why. I guess TVs, too.
It is funny to go in there and you find, like, mouses that, like, have old plugs that just don't work in modern computers. And, like...
Right. I got, like, 3 printers in there. The printer, I think I have, a dot matrix printer in there for no, like, what am I ever going to do with that? Same thing with old TVs. Like, I still have 3 tube TVs out in the garage I haven't gotten rid of. So, any electronics, I guess I just don't get rid of them. I don't know why.
I guess cables, too, man. I got, like, so many, like, cables. Yeah. Like, S-video cables. Like, I got fucking old cables that I'm never going to use because the quality is not, it's, like, 480. I'm like, ugh, why do I got these still? I'm like... I don't know. Maybe I'll strip them down and need the copper for when I need to make bullets or something.
Yes, during the apocalypse, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Ryan's boxes are going to become so valuable in the future.
What else are you going to stow your cables in?
Yeah, I used to have tons of, audio cables, you know, the headphone-type ones, but I just, you know, with the Apple announcement, I just decided to get rid of my audio jacks, you know? It's just, it's clear.
Thing of the past.
Future with
the... Yep. Yep. Okay, Dave, Adam, you guys think of anything yet? You guys hoard anything?
T-shirts.
No. T-shirts. Oh, that's a good one, actually. That's really
smart. True, good one. I do have 1,000 T-shirts.
Anna's always looking through them to say, can I get rid of this one? I'm like, no. I might wear that again someday.
Go ahead.
Your wife does what?
Oh, she purges, like, everything in the house every, like, 3 months. So
you get
tough.
New things every 3 months? You like recycle your house every 3 months like a body does?
She pretty much goes into like this hibernation sickness weirdness thing, like where she just
suffering from like, hibernation starts, sickness.
She starts looking at stuff and she needs to get rid of things.
Stuff vision will be turned.
Exactly. So not much.
All right, that's her. What do you hoard? Bolted. Come on. What's in your car? What's in a drawer? Come on. Nothing?
No.
There's got to be something.
This guy right here, I swear. All right, hey, yeah. Maybe you're one of the rare exceptions. Most people have like a junk drawer or something that they keep everything in, but that's cool, man. I applaud you. Speaking of T-shirts, does anybody know like one of their oldest T-shirts is? Because I have a shitload of old T-shirts as well. And for some reason... I wear them until they're disintegrating, even though yep. I have no reason to. It's an $8 shirt. Why am I still wearing this when there's 12 holes in it? But I don't know why.
Because it's not 14 holes yet.
Some shirts are just more comfortable, and I don't know why, but it's true. I think maybe they formed your body over time or something. I think my oldest one I had for a while, I had one when I used to play like rec soccer.
Eighth grade gym shorts.
Park and rec soccer, which is probably... 27 years old or something ridiculous like that, and Amber would wear it for a while. She stole it and wore it. I think it might have disintegrated. Still, we still got it. We still got it. I also have a collection of like from concerts and stuff, like Tool shirts and Rage Against the Machine. I kind of don't wear them because they're beat up and a little bit nasty, but I bring them out. I still bring them out if I go to a random concert. I'll be like, original old school concert style. Represent.
I was going to say, I got a Tool Opiate t-shirt from 94 when they played at First Ave. And it is like, it has Like, it is barely holding on. Like, if I were to put it on, I think that the whole sleeve would tear off. Like, the armpits all tore up, and there's holes across in the belly and stuff. But, yeah, that thing is...
Nice.
Good work.
You know, it's weird. You never notice how quickly shirts get old, but until, like, especially if it's dated. So, the other day I put on a shirt that's just in the bottom of my drawer, and it said, like, 2004. It was a Rod Antid in 2004. And I'm like, this shirt is 12 years old, and I've worn it like twice. I probably don't need it anymore, but it just kind of sits around for a while. Cool.
I like getting rid of old t-shirts and actually replacing them with new ones.
I think that's a good idea. And that's like the best thing that somebody ever told me for socks. They're like, you know what? Once a year, throw all your fucking socks away. Just throw them all away and go buy socks for $20 and you got brand new socks for an entire year.
And they're so comfortable. Yeah.
I just
do that with undies. Undies, they just lose their...
No,
their
they get so comfortable, dude.
I started doing that more when I bought the expensive undies. I was like, I started throwing away the old ones because the expensive ones feel so much better.
Yeah.
I did that the other day. I'm like, Joy, we need to go to the store and get some boxers because holy crap.
Holy crap. Mine
all had holes in them.
You threw all mine away. You purged all my underwear last week. What? Now I have nothing.
Now every time I see Joy, which is never because she's always behind a locked, closed door doing some sort of nefarious deeds.
We're not allowed to see
now
her.
She's purging. I think she's purging things. I imagine her wearing like face paint, like with a cross on her head and skull makeup, saying, like, for the next 12 hours, all purging is legal. And she just starts stabbing all of your clothes and tearing it apart.
Probably. That's what she does when we come over and go downstairs. She's just upstairs, just throwing stuff out.
Pretty right. Close.
You know, I wonder why those dogs always look different every week. It's because every now and then, one year's getting new dogs. Huh? Just
new dog.
That would be funny if you did that, like, before she got home. Just say, like, I purged the dogs and got these two new dogs.
Yeah. I almost picked a cat up today. I was this close. I'm putting my fingers very close together. There's a little kitten. I was on my way to work, and it was, like, a really fucking small kitten. Like, probably shouldn't have been out by itself. And it was running around. And I was like, what the fuck? Is that kitten just on its own? If it's so, it should get in my car now. And then it ran towards the apartment building, so it might have been somebody's. But if it was somebody's, it was too small to be out. So whoever that fucker was. So if I see it tomorrow, I'm picking up that cat.
I don't know. How do we determine, like, what is, like, the appropriate age for a cat to, like, be outside on its own?
Uh-oh, so, Dave's looking at getting cats.
What age
is not gonna get
a cat to be outside?
If it's the size of, like, my hand, it's too small.
Oh, so it was really tiny.
Yeah, if it's too small, if it's small enough where, like, it can be eaten by a squirrel, or, like, it's a good fight for a squirrel, then it's probably too small.
Yeah.
That's,
where
you don't want to leave
it out. Stumbling around a little bit, it can trip over, it's still got clumsiness. There's a point where animals have clumsiness. Is it past that age?
It was
probably past that phase, but I don't know. All animals have a weird clumsiness. Like, our Zelda still has clumsiness, and she's, like, 4 months old, so... I don't know.
Right. Like, maybe it's like, you know, its mother was sitting there, like, from a distance, hidden, watching, going, like, good. Learn. Learn the ways of man.
I don't think cats do that anymore. Like, once cats give birth, they're kind of like that whole, you know, they, like, look after them for, like, a week, and then they're like, you're on your own. Now you're competing with me for resources, you son of a bitch.
Like, why did they become, like, so important to people? Because it's like, they don't really like us that much, like, humans that much.
Are you talking about pets in general, or?
No, like, dogs love you. Dogs are like, you know, let's go hunt together.
I would argue that cats love you, they just don't show it the same way.
Agreed.
Right, so it's like, you know, like, having, like, a super affectionate, like, you know, person that you're hanging out with. You're like, yeah, this is fun, I like hanging out with you. And the person that's aloof and no one really is like, ugh.
You just described most marriages I know. One person, like, loves to show emotion. One person's like, ugh.
I don't like to hang out with you that much. I guess
Why
I
Why are we even friends?
Right. It's, ugh.
No. Yeah, no, that makes sense. People are different. Animals are different. It happens. Anyways, what are we talking about this week? Anything going on? This says Fair's Nursery. What am I looking at?
Look at the address. Let me click on this link real quick and look at the address, and it says Maple Grove. That's pretty sweet.
The boundaries of Maple Grove are where I could walk to as a child in Osseo, and I could walk to Fair's, so that's Osseo. if I could walk to it growing up, it's part of Osseo. Fair's is part of Osseo.
I've walked to, like, Coon Rapids Dam.
Osseo
is not just part of Osseo.
Walk to Osseo.
Did you walk
easily
to your bike there?
I walked.
Man, that's a long ass walk. That's like 16 miles or 8 miles.
It's not 16 miles. I just did it the other day. From Elm Creek, it's 8 miles.
It's 8 miles. It's not that bad.
But that's 8 miles one way.
Right. 16 the whole way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ryan's like, holy shit, Ryan got one right. He both ways at 16 miles. Yeah.
Uphills.
But that's Elm Creek Park Reserve. Osseo's a little closer. But anyways, Osseo Junior High. In Osseo or Maple Grove?
Osseo.
What?
Maple Grove. High?
No, I think technically it's in Maple Grove.
No, technically it's in Osseo because I could fucking walk there. That's my point. You don't go by math. You go by where you can walk to.
I thought everything north of, what, 90 or 93rd or 95th?
Could I walk there? Could I walk there? That's all
I don't
mattered.
Know. Could you?
I could. There you go.
What if we broke your legs? Then you couldn't walk there.
Oh, I'll still
then
fucking walk just to spite
then
you.
Then it's not part of Osseo.
What else we got going on? I see some other's crap.
They confirmed for the next Wolverine movie, they confirmed that Mr. Sinister is the villain.
Villain?
What's a Mr. Sinister? He sounds kind of stupid.
Whoa, why would you say that?
I'm sorry, if you say to me, look out, it's Mr. Sinister, I'll be like, that's kind of a stupid name.
I don't know, that's like if someone say, if your name has Sinister in it, it's pretty great.
You think that if pretty somebody, like on its surface, that's a good name? I don't know. Some names don't sound good on its surface. I think
look
that's
it,
one of them.
I think superheroes and villain names all are like that.
A lot of them are
they're
like that.
They're all very right, direct. They're kind of like Burger King. Like, if you were to name a burger restaurant and you said, like, what should we call the restaurant? You're like, Burger King. Fuck
what is
it. I don't want to think about it. Let's not be clever.
The King of Burgers.
Or My Burger. Like, it doesn't. It's okay to be direct, but I think those are examples. And superheroes, most of the time, are pretty, like, Batman,
yeah, I would agree
Superman. They're all cheesy.
Mr. Fantastic.
Them. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wait. I get to be the Thing. You're the Invisible Woman. And you're Mr. Fantastic? Why don't you be Mr. Stretchy? No. Mr. Fantastic. I don't remember whose that was, but it was amazing. Whose was that?
Named it.
Norm MacDonald. Like, no, I think it was Norm MacDonald had a skit about that. It was pretty fun. Mr. Sinister, he's a villain. He does shit. What's he do? Does he just be angry at everybody?
No, he's like a guy from Victorian London, and he talked to he worked with Apocalypse a lot, and his whole thing was all about Darwinism to the extreme, of like making like genetically engineering people. He wanted to create like super mutants and stuff like that.
He should have thrown in with the Nazis. That's what they wanted to do.
Oh. Don't worry about storylines that happen.
We'd have ruined it.
How come they never made a Burger Emperor? You think somebody would start Burger Emperor and be like, we're better than Burger King. We're fucking Burger Emperor.
Burger King, like, well, it was like, okay, we copyrighted Burger King, and we copied all of the other Burger Monarchies.
Burger Queen?
Titles.
You can't be Burger Queen.
No Burger Queen. And there's someone's like, Dairy Queen, and they're like, ah, shit, we did not get into the Dairy Network.
I'm the Burger Baron.
Like Burger Supreme Ruler. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Archduke Burger.
Burgerzar.
Burgerzar. Burgerzar.
I'd eat at Burgerzar.
I'd eat pretty much anywhere like, that starts with burger, honestly.
Right. If it was a Soviet based place too, and it was like Burgerzar, that'd be pretty cool.
Do you go in and they just give you the appropriate rations? You don't have to pay because it's communist. Or?
No, everyone pays the exact same amount. But only a few top-ranking military officials get a lot. Everyone else waits in really long lines.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Dave, wasn't there a couple questions you wanted to ask Ryan?
Ryan doesn't know anything about... Ryan?
Yes.
What is... who,
I don't know.
Who do you...
who do you like better? Joel or Mike?
So, what did you say? You're,
13 you people just asked that question, so one person asked it.
Who do you like better on Mystery Science Theater 3000, Joel or Mike?
Oh, I was listening to you guys talk. I would have gone with D2, which
I knew it.
Like went with the rest of the group and didn't actually have an answer.
You mean when I said I'm right? Ryan Thomas of this question?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just nod your head and be like, yeah, Joel. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go Joel.
Yeah, Joel. Like obviously better.
Jay.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because he's Joel.
He was funnier.
Yeah.
You could just go outsource and be like, why do you even have to ask? I mean, everyone knows it's Joel. And there's your answer right there.
That's good. I should have thought of that. I think I've given away my ignorance.
So hang on a second. Did Mr. Sinister have any powers, or he's just a dude with intelligence?
Yeah, he could control, like...
Weather.
No, he was, like, a kind of indestructible. Like, he could control his... like his atoms and stuff like that. He had powers kind of similar to that of Apocalypse, where he could control his molecules and stuff like that.
So is somebody like, you know what, I really like Apocalypse, but he's too strong. I'm going to make a guy named Mr. Sinister that's like Apocalypse, but not as strong.
Right. You know, and he's like super, like he doesn't age anymore and stuff like that. But he's not a mutant, per se, because mutants are like naturally occurring. They, in Marvel Universe, there's mutate, which is M-U-T-U-T-E, which is basically if someone comes along and uses some sort of catalyst, like a chemical or alien technology or something to mutate you after the fact. Like, it's not in your DNA to be a mutant. Someone comes and mutates you, you are a mutate.
Wait a minute. What if somebody uses an alien chemical to activate dormant alien genes in you?
Then it would be...
Then you're inhuman.
Then you would be inhuman.
Yeah, because yeah, that's basically the storyline on S.H.I.E.L.D., isn't it? Or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
But speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., man, they had the teaser
For Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider? It's... Yeah, and it looks really good.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider? There's a new Ghost Rider coming out?
It's going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Oh, really? So, wait a minute. The character's going to be on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
Nicolas Cage is that desperate for work that he's going to be...
It's a different Ghost Rider.
Yeah, there have been several Ghost Riders. Ghost Rider is like a title and a set of powers that is put onto a person, and their job is to seek vengeance and retribution across, you know, whatever the Marvel Universe. So there are various people who have been Ghost Rider.
I've only seen one, and his name was Nicolas Cage. I'm sorry.
Right. But,
and this one will be better.
Yeah, because they're going to be able to take time with it and, like, not have to. And instead of a bike, he has a car, which is, you know, so the car has flaming tires and stuff like that. So it looks really good, though.
So have they used any other, like, established characters on that show, established superhero, so to speak, on that show yet that I don't know about?
Deathlok.
Who?
Deathlok.
What the fuck's a Deathlok?
First season,
There's that guy who was on Angel and a few other Joss Whedon shows. But he was a cyborg. Basically.
Oh, okay. The good guy.
Yep. But Locke is like a cybernetic organism that it's fucking crazy. Like, but they usually take a dead human and reanimate its brains with technology and stuff like that. So he's like a zombie cyborg guy.
Yeah, it's fine. I was just wondering if they've used any other ones that were established. Because as far as I mean, I'm sure maybe one of them or two of them are in their actual established characters, but right. I didn't know any of them. I thought they were all just kind of made up on the spot kind of thing.
Right. Lady Sif for a couple episodes.
Well, yeah. That doesn't count. That's like a guest appearance. Come on.
Wait a minute. Bill Coulson. Bill Coulson, yeah, he was just made up for those movies too. But so connecting comic books and burgers, like Whataburger, you know, the burger franchise, them and DC are having like issues because Whataburger's sign is like a W that looks almost like Wonder Woman. It looks almost exactly like Wonder Woman symbol. So they're having issues over that, like copyright issues.
Oh yeah,
doesn't it look like Weezer as well?
Well, and then Weezer would totally lose because Whataburger's been around since like 1950s. The Wonder Woman logo has been around for, you know, a long time. But
am I right that Weezer has similar?
Yeah,
similar.
They might have copied it symbol. On like an album, but
well, it looks like Whataburger has five lines and Wonder Woman has three lines.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
No. Sure. One goes da 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 da, and one goes da 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 da. So it's completely different.
But think about it, like Adidas and stuff like that with the three stripes. There's other brands that are like two stripes or four stripes.
Yes,
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know, man.
But this is America. The litigious nature of us is like crazy.
Yeah. Until it's settled in court.
Right.
This is a place where you can copyright phrases. Like, I don't know, that one bitch. Who's that one bitch who always copyrights stuff in her songs and stuff? She's annoying.
Nicki Minaj?
No, she's the one girl. She has hair and she sings.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that's her. She's always like...
Moesha?
Oh, I copyrighted that phrase because it was a phrase in my song once. Like, wait, you copyrighted Hi, How Are You? Like, yep, it was a phrase in my song. Doesn't even make sense.
I didn't know that's the thing.
I just started reading Wonder Woman, actually. My Wonder Woman series, the DC New Universe thingy. It's actually more interesting than some of the other ones, so that's a good thing. Good job.
That's not a ringing endorsement. It's actually less terrible than the other terrible shit.
No, I have a hard time explaining it. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to get your... It's hard to start reading something that's very, very episodic in its nature. I mean, like, 3 pages of episode, you know, 3 pages, and then they move on to something else. And 3 pages, then move on to something else. It's like, you almost have to slow down to read it, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're done in 10 minutes, and you're like, wow, I don't even remember what happened.
Yep. It is something that's, and then if you read a bunch of things in the same day, you're like, was that in that? I don't really know. And it all kinds of goes together in your brain. What else was cool? Oh, Fox is trying to make a 70s era action movie on the life of Stan Lee.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did they pay for that?
I don't know. He doesn't really care that much.
$7.50 they paid him. That's pretty good.
He doesn't care because he's going to die soon?
What the fuck?
Why do you think he's going to die soon?
What, just because the motherfucker is 93 doesn't mean that he's got to die soon? I hope he lives to be 150, Spidey friend, and that you are
I agree.
And you're like, oh my god, Stanley's outliving me. Why did I say that? I can't
fucking
wait.
Fucking old.
Stanley, right, like one day you go to, like, you're climbing into bed, and then you're like, Joy goes like, oh! And it's Stanley in there, totally being like, what's up, Excelsior?
Excelsior.
Yeah, he'll be 94 in December.
Damn.
He does not look like a 94-year-old dude. He kind of looks, but he doesn't act like a 94-year-old dude. He's running around, talking to everybody, yelling Excelsior constantly. That's not what a 94-year-old dude does. It's pretty awesome.
I like the fact that we were like, he's running around, but I don't think I've ever seen him move more than the fast speed of like a 95-year-old. But like you put it in your head, like he's like so like animated with the way he talks that he must move as fast as the way he talks.
Not only that, but he's also on a lot of things. So if you're on like 3 things in one day, you probably had to move to get to those things, unless they all came to you. But either way, it gives the semblance of moving quickly.
No, I see someone carrying him.
In that respect, Betty White's going to live forever too.
Yeah, but she looks like she's getting old. But she, again, also is one of those personalities that seems like she's just going to be around for a long time.
Right.
Can outlive Adam, that's for sure.
It's probably true.
She's 94. Oh. Holy shit. Her and Stan Lee should get together and make a super baby. They have to use science, because I don't think she can produce, and he probably can't produce either.
That'd be one expensive science baby.
It would be.
That's called cross promotion. Like
it is.
We gotta get rappers on too if we're gonna do that shit. You know, like have like a guest, you know, Amy can come on as a guest, and then we'll have like Ludacris come on as a guest, and then we'll go on a Ludacris rap.
Where's this coming from?
I have no idea.
Promotion. I don't understand
why
you
brought up
rappers.
This is how it works in the music industry. Let me explain this to you. It's not that complicated, but I'll go slow. So in the music
why
industry,
are we talking about music?
Dick.
Because podcast is kinda like music.
Yeah, but it's not very geeky.
And what you do to promote your shit is you kind of get some of the other hot shit podcasters / rappers to join, and then you kind of cross promote, and then it's a favor. You say, all right, yeah, sure, no problem, I'll go on your album, no biggie.
Okay, that's cool. Does Ludacris do a podcast?
I don't know, but
I guarantee he's done a podcast. He's Ludacris. Cross promotion. Classic.
And why would you pick Ludacris? Would you pick somebody?
Because he does Luda, and he's like, he shows up and sings like a verse of a song. It doesn't matter who it is. It's just who's
Why would you not? I think that was a great freaking example of cross promotion in a podcast.
I think it is. Ryan, I 100% agree.
I'm not sure what the hatred is right now. Maybe because Ryan missed our 6-month anniversary and didn't get our VR headset like he said he was going to. You said it with your eyes.
Back some Boston baked beans. All I wanted was some baked beans.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did watch the Luke Cage trailer.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah. Good. Luke Cage. It's going to be. Luke Cage is going to be great. Out.
Ryan, yes. Yep. You know who Luke Cage is?
Did you have the video game thing? That's what I think of.
Are you thinking of Mortal Kombat?
I'm thinking of Luke Kang.
No. Luke Kang. No. Isn't there a Cage?
Johnny Cage.
But there's a Liu Kang, so they kind of combined in my mind to be some sort of awesome Street Fighter guy.
Or we could keep going that, and like Luke Cage is like where is the character that Nicolas Cage took his last name from?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because his real name is Nicolas Coppola, because he's one of the Coppolas, you know, like.
Why would he be a black guy?
Because who doesn't like Luke? Your whole thing is to be like 6.5 feet tall, super ripped, banging chicks, and your skin's indestructible. Why would you not want to be that guy?
Okay, so hang on a second, Luke Cage. His skin—you can't break his skin and stuff. But was he also given like super strength, or did he just work out like a shit ton?
No, he was given his powers. Yeah. He was like experimented on.
Because I gotta tell you, if like somebody did something to me and I was like, "Holy shit, I'm almost indestructible," but you can't cut my skin, I think I would just work out a lot and become like a giant badass. Because then you're strong and you can indestructible. It'd be pretty sweet.
It's pretty cool.
You know, the series is going to begin with him being experimented on. So
right.
We'll see his backstory.
And that's coming out in a couple of weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, three weeks.
Okay.
And then Ryan. If you want to keep up on a series, you better start watching this now.
Motherfucker's got shit in spades.
I
don't
know. Don't
worry
about it. See, man. I got a big list here still.
And you got
Robot, The Preacher, Community, Stranger Things, and we'll wait until this show either pans out or not before it gets added.
Pans out.
Wait, Luke Cage?
It'll pan out.
Like, he was on another show. He got his own show because he was on another show, which is also a kind of a spin-off of another show, which they have another show next coming up after, and then they're going to bring them all together for yet another show. I think they're all right. I think you're all right.
And it has this big title thing that says Marvel in front of it, so I think it's panned out.
And pan out. I don't mean like whether it makes money or survives. I'm talking about if it's worthy, if it's a good show or not.
Yeah, you're not going to get.
Don't worry about that.
You're not going to get an objective response to that here. I'm sorry. Yeah. Luke Cage, gotta watch it. It's amazing. Bah!
The other two Netflix shows that this is like spinned off of are really awesome.
Well, like Jessica Jones won an Emmy this week.
Right.
Should that be on my list?
Please, or? Golden Girls won an Emmy, and I don't watch Golden Girls. So.
Yeah, you do every night when you go to bed.
No, the TV's off by the time I get to bed.
I'd probably put it in Daredevil season 1 first, and then Jessica Jones really closely second, and then the second season of, you know, even though it had The Punisher, which I really liked, I still think it's a third place out of the seasons that I watched.
Out of the three seasons, yeah.
I'm not ranking them. I'm not playing your reindeer games. I'm sorry.
Why? This is America. Things must be ranked into lists.
They're too close, and there's such good things out of each one that, no, they're too good.
Right. Don't you like apples?
How you like them apples?
If you give me Daredevil from season 1 and throw in The Punisher with Jessica Jones running around as well, I'll watch that series. That's
just
number
wait.
One.
They're going to do it.
Yeah. League of Legends passed 100 million monthly active players.
Oh, they're trying to get close to World of Warcraft, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They've They're like 1% of the world plays League of Legends.
That's a lot.
I'm surprised it's going up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people being born in China. It was going down.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. I guess because we've been playing it a long time, and Overwatch comes out, and other games come out, and then people talk about how they're gonna be like the new shit, and I guess that's why. I'm not shocked, but I'm a little surprised.
The cool thing is you could take a break from it for like 3 months and then come back to it. And it's still a great game.
And then you suck and you're terrible and everyone hates you.
And then you leave. And then you leave and they start winning games.
Overwatch has, what, 15 million or something like that? I didn't play last night. So they take a small chunk, but when you're talking about 100 million, I mean, shit. It's going to be a while before. I wonder if that's active accounts or active users.
Let's see.
It's got to be like active accounts, right? Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know. Because every streamer I know has like 3 accounts or 4 accounts.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's the fact is rise. I'm not surprised there's a ton of people. I was more surprised that it rose.
Oh, no, I think it's gaining popularity even more. That's why now you're starting to see stuff on ESPN every now and then, and you're starting to see articles on. Like, I don't remember season 4 or 5 really there being a segment on ESPN about League of Legends. Now there's a segment during the World Finals, and that's weird. The shit that's happened. And I think it's gaining popularity. I don't think it's going anywhere.
I'm glad. I'm glad because I like it. It's fun.
They're doing a good job trying to brand it as an e-sport and trying to make this a thing. You know.
And how long? It's funny that I've only been playing for a few years, and it's the 10th year that game's been out.
Wait, but this is season 6. So
they didn't start organized play right away.
Yeah, because you can read, there's an article on Polygon. Because this is their 10th anniversary.
I wonder if it was in beta for a while or something.
Probably.
Well, it is a kind of a weird, in a sense, it's one of these games. I guess there's a couple of them where it evolves. It's a lot of games in the old days, you just had it was done. That's it. Now you got downloadable content, and then you also have games that just by their very nature are being updated by the developers frequently. And this game gets an update. Is it like every 3 months or something? I mean, it's pretty regularly.
An update? Like just a regular update? It's like every month.
Every month. Sometimes every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Major updates every six months, three months.
No, probably about 3 months. They put 4 months. They put a new character up. But those other updates are just for balancing issues, pretty much.
Right.
I guess the point is it evolves. It's constantly evolving, which I think is not always true.
And then they have like a major update before the new season starts. So they'll be like, okay, cool. We went and changed. We've eliminated these items because of this, this, and this. And we're redoing all the mages. Which causes the whole game to be thrown into a crazy uproar. Like, this is overpowered, this is this, and then the whole, meta of the game changes, which is pretty cool. So they pretty much, instead of trying to balance it perfectly, are trying to... They throw everything out of whack
every once
in a while.
Yeah.
Which is just fun.
Yes.
Agreed.
But, I just think that's a lot of freaking players, man. We're playing a game.
I guess.
100 million.
Yeah, it's a decent
100 million is a fuckload.
Yeah, 100 million a month, that's a lot.
By what standard are we talking? I mean...
About total population of the Earth.
Okay, that's 6 billion? That's a lot.
Right.
Or is it 7 billion?
Speaking of games, too, they did Twitch plays. And they had Twitch plays chess, and Twitch beat a grandmaster.
Oh, really?
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with Twitch plays.
So Twitch plays are kind of like a streamer will play a game, and all the moves or anything will either be voted on via a straw poll, or they'll be informally polled. I don't know if this was informally polled or straw polled, but you can get really, really good real time kind of polls and stuff. So they probably were like, which move should I make now? And then they'll straw poll it real quick, and then they do whatever Twitch says, and then they just wait and they do the next one. It's pretty popular with turn based games and stuff. So your chat actually feels like you're playing with you instead of just watching you play. Mm. But what, they beat a grandmaster?
Yeah, which is crazy to me.
It was British chess grandmaster Simon Williams, and it was on September 9th. They played for 4 hours. He was able to win the first 2 matches, but then they actually beat him, which is pretty crazy because,
that is cool.
Seems like it'd take a long time.
Well, it played three games over 4 hours.
I'm surprised they won. I wonder if people were like bringing their chess computers out and even that though, normally grandmasters can beat a normal PC. Yeah. So it means there was some, either that or he played bad or there was some group's, you know, benefit, I guess.
I think you probably get, I mean, if you think about it, if there's a bunch of, like most people aren't going to comment or to partake in the poll unless they know something about chess, right? I mean, there might be a few trollers there, but you're going to get the consensus for what the best move is. So if you take enough of those like group mind into formulate what you think is the best move is, it's going to be the best move as long as they're halfway decent players, which is kind of cool.
I wonder if there's like someone with like the username Kasparov or something that happened to be really good who just like was like, I strongly suggest you D4. They're like, yep, let's do that.
That's cool. That link that you shared was pretty cool. The first thing it said, 5.9 million people watch Bob Ross Twitch marathon.
Right.
And I was one of those 5.9.
Right. So I also put in there the Twitch link for the video they recorded for the 4 hours. So if you want, you know, the link that we'll link that in the description of the podcast, and then people can watch it if they really want to watch 4 hours of Twitch playing chess versus a grandmaster.
Right.
I watch 4 hours of Dyrus going like, yeah, I'm totally boosted. And then people saying like, pasta, 17-year-old pasta boy was found in car stolen by somebody. And he's all like, stop it. Why are you trolling me?
I got a question. What do you think your rank is in League, Chris?
If I had to guess?
Yeah.
I remember last season. Okay, so are you talking about if I did my promos right now or if I, like, when I eventually settle on something?
Let's just say the best you've been in the last 6 months, so you can...
Oh. I would imagine I usually, whenever me and Tim would, like, just me and Tim would play, we'd usually play people who are around Silver 2 or Gold 5. So, from somewhere in there.
Okay, so that would mean that 40, 60,
70. 40, 60.
That would mean that you, at that ranking, are better than 80% of League players. Which at 100 million, what's that? That's fucking 80 million people that you're better than that league. Now, does it seem like a big number?
No, because I'm pretty sure I'm better than a lot more than 80 million people in this world. I'm better just in general. I'm just in general, I'm probably better than about 7.3 billion. So.
Of course, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Who are you talking to over here?
Volleyball / league god.
So what did you say you were? What would you guess that you were?
Well, silver, what? Gold 5.
Yeah, but anywhere between Silver 2 and Gold 5. That's where, when me and Tim still, when we go play, those are the people we play now still. Like, we run into those people. And me and Tim are about similar from what I've found. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering where Ryan was getting that number, because I got you at, like, because there's, I'm just looking at where people are ranked right now. Like, if you take all the silver, there's 38.97% of the people who play League are in silver. You know?
Right.
And then 27.59 are in bronze.
Right.
That's like 70. And then gold. That's gold 5, which is 10. And I just gave another 10 on there.
That makes sense.
Can I round it up? I gave Chris the benefit of
the doubt.
What's most surprising is that there's so many people that are bronze and silver. To me, anyways. Like, when you say... I remember hearing that fact too, but it seems weird that that's the majority. And I know it is because most of us are like us. We just play casually and people don't just grind one champion to try to go up the ladder. And if you do, I mean, you can, but it's not as much fun. So why would you want to? I can tell you where I am in fucking that one game. What's that game where you have units and they run across the map and stuff? It's
Civilization?
No, the other Korean move game.
StarCraft?
Yeah, StarCraft. I know I'm gold something there. I mean, I just remember doing my placement matches and getting gold and being like, well, this game's mastered, and then quitting. So.
You son of a bitch. I don't know if I ever achieved gold. even though I kept playing and playing. But I was definitely much better than you.
Then how was I going, Ryan? How was I going?
You just stop when you're ahead.
Why did I have a bowl?
Okay. Mm. That's interesting about chess. I clicked on the link, but I couldn't really tell how they were doing the
yeah, I think you have to watch stuff. It a little bit. I just saw the. Yeah. I thought the thing was pretty interesting, like when the computer, people can try and beat the computer.
That's pretty neat.
It reminds me of, they have those games, I can't remember what it's called, where you try to build, like, molecules, proteins, something like that, as a way to try to figure out how to cure diseases and stuff. Have you heard of that before?
No, is it similar to the SETI thing, kind of?
It's kind of like that in the sense that it's distributed, but it's actually like a game, and people work on it, and with that, players have like solved like challenges that universities and health, you know, experts have not been able to, which is cool. It's saying that taking the power of many people working together and distributing that, and if you can set it up in like a game system. Or something that's, you know, like this polling thing. If you can get people to work together because they're entertained and bring their brain power somehow on something, you can do fucking crazy shit, which is cool.
Yeah, it's like having a bunch of supercomputers working on a problem, but having fun doing it. Yeah, that's a good fucking idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that there's games out there that were designed and distributed based on that concept. I just don't know which ones they were.
Yeah, it's Foldit. I linked.
There you go.
Yeah, it's about protein folding and stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. It ranks you too, like, so you'd be like, oh, cool, I'm like the, you know, I did this. You know, like, I did this much because I figured out about how these proteins fold a specific way. But it's really interesting because that's like an anthill, because you're like, no one ant is super smart, but when they all get together and create, they can create, like, amazing things. Which is pretty interesting, like, if humans could do that better.
Yeah, the game that I always thought was similar that they probably could have done something with was that agar.io or whatever. The game where you eat blobs and the blobs eat bigger blobs and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
And for some reason, that always seemed to me like a game that they could have done something like that with. Like, I don't know what, but it just was so random and so kind of out there that the government could have done something.
The government. Yes.
Yeah, that would have been. I remember that because that was the PlayStation 3 where you could set it like when you were like, oh, I'm gonna put it to sleep, whatever. I would have it do the SETI thing, right?
Yeah, and then there's the computers always had screensavers.
Right? Yeah. And that's pretty cool. Where it's like, oh, we're just trying to map this guy and all the processing power and all the PlayStations across all this stuff, and we've mapped like 0.1% of the night sky.
It's just a really good idea. You might as well, right? What the fuck?
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Dave, you've been quiet. What are you doing there?
Nothing.
What? Come on.
Listening.
Like, what's on this? What's on the? What new shows are coming out this season that look really good? That you've been hearing some stuff about.
VH1.
Luke Cage is coming out.
Well, that's.
As for new shows, I'm interested in giving MacGyver a chance.
MacGruber!
A group now, and he's not like he's not like his own, like he's not like the lone guy who gets himself out of trouble. He's part of like a team.
He was always
part
of a team.
The original was always part of a team, but he would go and do things on his own, right? So he was part of Phoenix Corp or something like that.
They would send him in by himself,
right?
Or he'd always get into trouble.
Dave, you're right. This time he's got a team that assists him. So they might be like in the background, or you know, maybe one of them will go with him, or they find themselves trapped together or something like that. But it looks, I'll give it a shot.
Fucking looks awesome. I didn't know there's a new MacGyver coming.
You can't watch it. You got it. So many other TV shows to watch.
It's getting bumped at the top of the list, baby.
Really?
MacGyver. Yeah. MacGyver's a classic. I'd say MacGyver and Quantum Leap hold a special place.
Quantum Leap.
They came out with a new Quantum Leap. I'd also put that towards the top of the list.
I looked up the 7 most popular TV shows right now. We're gonna go through them and give me a grade or that you haven't watched it. Okay. Yep, we'll go around. We'll go around. We'll go Adam, Ryan, Dave, too. Stranger Things.
Popular. Adam. Yes, I have.
Just give me your grade. Just quick.
Oh, A.
Okay.
On the list.
So I haven't watched it.
A.
A.
Yeah, I'll give it an A, too. Mr. Robot.
A.
I watched a little bit, so A. I did watch some of it. I haven't. On the
fucking
list.
Bullshit. He's going to have to. I don't give him any credit. I watch. I'm almost caught up, and I give it an A.
A.
I'm going to give it like a B plus. American Horror Story.
That just premiered last night.
Oh, season. Did it? Which one is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Season 6.
But what's it called?
I don't know.
Come on, it just premiered last night. Come on.
I don't have that channel.
It must not be on the CW.
I don't have that channel. Yeah. It's like.
But just as a general, I know there's been 5 seasons and they've all been very different, so as a general, Adam?
C.
Not watched. Right, depends on the season. Like, first season I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I liked it B+. And second season I didn't really care for all that much. The one with the witches I really liked. I thought that was like an A. And then I didn't really watch. I didn't watch all that much, though.
So. Okay.
Overall, I mean, it's probably at a B. This year, it's American Horror Story, Roanoke.
Oh, okay. So, which is kind of the whole Salem thing, most likely. Anyways, I agree with you. Some seasons were great. Some seasons were trash. So, Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know. What? My wife watches that. Your wife watches that, Chris. So.
Yeah, what the fuck? I've never seen it, though.
I don't watch it.
Ryan, come on.
Nope.
I don't.
All right. We got 2 more. Pretty Little Liars.
I don't watch it. I don't
watch that show.
It's probably, never heard of it.
It's probably the type of show I would like, honestly, but I've never seen it. So, and then Game of Thrones.
Okay, woo! That's easy.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's like a AAA. It's beyond. It's the best show that has ever been made.
Check plus.
I'm getting some static here on the comm. If you guys can hear that. Oh, that was mine. Never mind.
Right.
4 estranged friends are reunited because of mysterious messages that suggest their missing friend is watching them and that someone knows their deepest secrets. Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, but using your television voice right there, your announcer voice, I was like, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, God, some of these look terrible. All right, cool. It's pretty interesting that the top 7 shows up here, I've seen most of them.
Right,
most of them. I heard this morning that Star Trek Discovery has been delayed.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they're pushing it back for... They didn't really say what... The cause was they just pushing it back for production value or something.
I like the headline.
Right.
Delaying Star Trek. Discovery means CBS can't boldly go into streaming.
That is funny that they're going to wait till May, which is typically the jumping off point for your spring or summer, your summer season.
They're waiting until May?
Yeah, they've...
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, it was January to May, so...
Oh, wow. Oh, that's not a great sign.
Well, wasn't it just at Comic-Con or one of the cons a couple weeks ago? They said they still haven't cast the main lead yet.
What?
They hadn't cast the main female lead yet.
Hmm. Janeway?
Yeah, Janeway. Janeway's back.
That's interesting.
The thing is, it could be, because it's like not on television, they don't have hard start dates. They can kind of start whenever they want. It doesn't really matter.
They have such a poor internet system already, so I don't know. It's just fucked up.
Like, I always want to give it the benefit of the doubt, because hopefully it'll be great.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But Adam, stop being so negative with your negative face.
Aren't we getting ready to see a fucking Star Wars movie pretty soon here? Isn't that coming up pretty quick?
Fuck yeah, December, bitch.
God, December still? Well, that's pretty far away yet.
Yeah, it's
October, November, 3 months.
18th, so it's basically 3 months away. 3 months and a couple days.
All right.
So we're, you know, I'm actually surprised we haven't gotten
any more info on it,
like more commercials or something like that, because we're kind of in getting ready for commercials start showing up.
Do you think they need? See, they're playing it right. They don't want to spend to overspend on commercials, because with the trailers they already leaked out, they got the fans excited. And if they spent more money now, they'd probably give away more of the movie, and they gotta play it right.
Yeah, you don't want to pull Batman versus Superman.
Don't you know who George Lucas is? Come on, Ryan.
Come on.
Speaking of advertisements, why is it that fucking comics have half the book as advertisements?
Gotta sell.
So they gotta advertise money. Themselves.
It's so yeah. It's kind of annoying. I'm like,
three pages in the middle, and then like six pages in the back.
It's scattered throughout the whole thing. It's weird.
Were you guys in Boy Scouts ever?
I was Cub Scouts. Thank you very much.
Boy Scouts
Wasn't there
is
a
super
Cub Scout magazine?
What'd you say?
Was there a Cub Scout magazine? Like, was it like Boys Life or?
This is like a flash. That's what your troop leader showed you in the bathroom. It's called Boys Life. You'll love it.
No, I just remember getting a magazine and I liked the advertising the best because they advertise cool shit. Like, so I just was wondering if it was like that with the comics where they have a bunch of cool toys and
no, they're just advertising other comics. Or Snickers bars. It seems like that's what they're fucking advertising, Snickers bars and fucking other comics. So,
pretty soon they'll start putting like the DC comics will have like advertisements for the DC shows, the TV shows.
Well,
just start seeing it.
Since
you
I
know,
got
1 month will be the Flash and
right, and so since I got all of these like basically a few months ago, they all have advertisements in there for Suicide Squad. Every single one is go see Suicide Squad, go see Suicide Squad. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I understand. I'll see Suicide Squad. Just let me read this fucking thing.
Like when you were a little kid, what was a magazine? What was the magazines that you got? I remember getting like, what was that? Highlights.
Highlights. Yep.
Yeah,
that's still highlights, around. Yeah. Persephone used to get that. That's still around. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we still get it.
And it's still cool. It's still
and
fun.
And Ranger Rick.
Honestly.
Is Goofus and Gallant in there?
I remember that
the comic book was all like, oh, Goofus, he's such a bad kid. He does dumb stuff. Gallant, he's like, uh-oh, some guy dropped a wallet on the street. Goofus is like, hey, that's a wallet. Picks it up and finds a bunch of money. We should go buy a bunch of candy. And Gallant's like, I think we should return it to the rightful owner. And it kind of was telling you, like, mini, like, you know, moral tales of, like, that you should be nice to people in return. Yeah.
No, I don't recall that at all. Sorry.
I remember Boys
Say
Life.
That I do.
Boys Life?
Yeah.
So, let me get this straight, Ryan. I just want to, like, picture you as a child. You're like, in Boy Scouts with other boys doing weird stuff with scout leaders, and you're reading
You're the
boys
one who
Life
wants to picture
bags.
That.
Okay. I am. I'm picturing this. I'm like...
Just touch the tip. Just touch the tip.
Right.
Touch the tips.
Because it just makes me think of Canteen Boy. Like Ryan, but Ryan is Canteen Boy. Like, eh. And Alec Baldwin just laying there. It's all like, oh, Canteen Boy. I seem to have spilled water all over my shirt.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Ranger Rick. Remember that book?
I remember Ranger Rick.
I used to read that when I'd go to the dentist.
Nope. I don't.
Yeah. And you don't...
I don't remember much.
But I know I love you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. What else we got? Anything else for the evening, or are we getting close to being done?
Adam?
Yeah?
I've been thinking.
Okay.
How do I go about getting more 3D printers?
That's a tough one.
On that note, let's call it an evening, since that's a tough one. Adam spelled his catchphrase just before the night ends. So, thanks for listening. We're going to take off for the week. Send us an email or yell at us or something. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail.com. GeeksNextDoor4TheWin@gmail.com. Facebook page is the same thing. One of these days we'll respond to things that people put up there, but we never really do. So, but we will one day, I promise.
Someday.
Until then, let's go away. All right, see ya.
Bye. Bye.